Time for a recap again then. Romans 6, 3-11 in the NIV. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we've been united with him in a death like his, we will also certainly be united with him in resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to it, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we'll also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died once to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Sometimes, you know, we just have to take time out to look at our foundational beliefs and how they impact on our character, life and influence, because we live what we believe. If our belief system is flawed, we will be missing out on God's best. So before we embark on looking at what the government of God looks like in our lives, it's a good place to lay the foundation out clearly, just to be sure we know what we know, believe what we believe, and live in the good of it. Starting then with what happened to us when Jesus died on the cross, we were actually in him at that moment, so when he died, we died. When he rose again, we rose again. It already happened, folks. If that hasn't sunk in yet, wait here until it does. Though you didn't come to know him until 2,000 years later, spiritually you were there, hanging on that cross with him as he took everything in his own body and was cut off from his Father for your sake. At the risk of repeating myself, he took our nature of sin, which made us sinners, and all the works that followed on the cross and dealt with it once for all. That makes us free. I'll say it again, that makes us free from the law of sin and death. That makes us new creations in him. Nothing outside of him, remember. That makes everything new, not just some things. The old has gone, the new has come. You just didn't see it before, did you?